Triple M on the Great Southern, you're with Draker, and right now I've got Lee Parker, Community Development Officer for the Shire of Wickapen. I don't know where to begin. There is so much happening in Wickapen for this weekend. Give us a bit of the rundown.
Draker, I'm a bit confused as to where to start here. Look, it's really exciting. We're getting to the pointy end of our weekend. The art prize, probably. Let's start there, hey?
It's
180 artworks from around the southwest, Perth, local artists, kids who invented amazing sculptures. We've got pastels, watercolours, oils. It's all there. It's all in the town hall. It's all weekend. And then, you've just got to come here and look at it. And then along the main row, on Saturday morning, we've got our horse and carriage drives coming along, and they're parading, commemorating the end of World War One. Markets are on. Food is available. I think there's even beer tasting and wine tasting is the main road, actually, Draker.
So it's pretty much something for everyone, really. It is a good family affair. It is for this whole weekend, is it? Is it not? Literally, like, from what time generally? From, like, 9 till 5, pretty much, or a bit longer than that?
Pretty well, Draker. Saturday is our big day. The art prize will be open Sunday. But on Saturday, if you're there at 10, there's a massive sand pile for the kids as well, I forgot to mention. If you're there at 10, you'll see the parade. The parade all happens around about midday, and then just wander up to the art after.
Cool. No worries. Now, I'd say get more information. You can certainly go onto the Shire's Facebook page. Website for that matter.
Yep.
But look, to be honest, just go there. Just check it out. There's so much great stuff happening there. I've got a huge list here. I'm looking at the art prize, the art party party. Tickets are sold out for certain events as well for that matter. So it is a good reason to just get out there and check out Wickapen for all the great things that are happening there. Thanks for chatting to me, and I will see you soon for that as well.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Draker. Looking forward to it.
Draker for breakfast. For breakfast.
Coming up in Cubelling for this Monday, the 15th of October, I had to check that date because my dates seem a bit wrong at times, is Digital Skills Workshop for 55s and over. And one of the workshops or presentations that's being put forward is by Nightline Computers. And with me, I've got Jeremy from them guys there. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. Not too bad, Draker.
Now, talk to me about this workshop day as such in Cubelling and your involvement as well.
Right, well, we were asked by the Shire to attend this digital workshop day to give a presentation on the availability of NBN in the local area and just offer advice to the residents on how they would go about connecting to the NBN, what the requirements for NBN connection are, what they can expect, what they have to do, as in, if they have like emergency call numbers that they need to get reactivated. And then it was just, we were going to give like a walk around general Q&A session with the residents about any other problems they may be facing, or if they're unsure about something, or if they get phoned up by these NBN companies that try to pressure people into taking services on that they don't necessarily require.
Yeah, because it gets a bit technical, it gets a bit tricky figuring out what they need to do and who to trust and all that sort of thing. So it's great to have these guys there to deliver that service. Also, let's not forget, ANZ, Westpac and Commonwealth Bank representatives going to be there for the online banking part, social media information, email, smartphone help, internet safety. So it's a very big technological digital skills-based workshop. So for more information on this, 9883-6031, or use guys to give a call in regards to what you guys are doing. What's the best number?
Yeah, the best number if you want to have a chat about anything related with this for us is 9881-4834, and one of our techs will be happy to talk to you.
Awesome. Jeremy, thank you very much for having a chat, and all the best for the Monday.
All right, thank you.
Draker for breakfast.
Now I've got Tate from the Highbury Tennis Open Day that's coming up. How are we doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Drake. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Now, I like to highlight things that are going on around the weekend. Look, lots going on in Wickapen, but Highbury, you've got that as well. Tell us about the Open Day.
Yeah, that's right. We've got our Open Day this Sunday the 14th, our first real hit for the season. Hopefully getting us all... all worked up for our big tournament 3 weeks' time on the 3rd of November.
Yeah, no, good way to go. Now, this is open to any and all ages, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're like throwing the doors open. There's no cost for anyone to come down, have a hit, whether you've played before, whether you haven't played, whether you're a star player or just a beginner. Look, we're open to anyone to come down, have a hit. It's just a good, fun day. There'll be a barbecue on afterwards. And, yeah, it's just a good way if you're new to the area or whatever to get in and meet new people and, yeah, have a great hit of tennis at the same time.
Couldn't agree more. And you've got some upcoming events as well. Tell us about those.
Yeah, as I just touched on, yeah, we've got our annual pre-harvest tennis tournament on the 3rd of November. So we're still chasing, obviously, only clubs have only just started up now, so we're hopefully getting people interested in the game, and they'll start looking for partners. So if they can get their names into me or Yvonne Scott, that'd be great. Yeah, it's an awesome tournament that's been getting stronger and stronger year on year. So we're really happy with the way things are going and the sponsorship that we get. So, yeah, hopefully people are starting to talk about it and think about it. They've heard the ads on the radio and, yeah, get their names into us.
And the weather's looking really nice. I feel like we're going to have a really nice, spring, summer? You know, that period of time. So, yeah, it's a good time for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Hopefully the weather will hold for us. Bit of rain around tomorrow, but we've got a few busy bees coming up to get ready for it. But hopefully everything goes well. And, yeah, we have a really good tournament and a really good open day. Hope to see everyone down there.
Absolutely. If we want to get more details as well about the club, best way to go?
Best way to probably catch up with what's happening at the club is on Facebook, our Facebook site, the Highbury Tennis Club Facebook site.
Cool.
Or you could call myself or Yvonne Scott. We're probably the two people that are easiest to speak to. So, very easy, very easygoing club. So everyone's welcome.
Awesome. Now, it's great to chat to you. All the best for the weekend, and I'll chat to you in the future. Cheers.
Okay, cheers. Thanks, Draker.
Draker for breakfast.
Now I've got Suzanne from the Lake Grace CRC. Firstly, not the best news there. Had to postpone the assist workshop, unfortunately. Not enough interest at this stage.
Yeah, not enough people, and we did have others that were interested and they couldn't. They had other things on, so we've just had to put it off. So we'll be looking at running it in March 2019. So hopefully we'll get the required numbers then. So
absolutely. Can people still sort of put their name down at least? Or
absolutely.
Something?
Yeah. If they can register now, that would be really good. It would be a big help, and would help us in setting our dates. So
absolutely. Yeah,
yeah,
important there. Now, some great news here that you've finished a project which actually helps for wheelchairs for a kids' charity. Tell us about this one.
Well, this one, it's run actually out of Rotary, one of the Rotary places in Perth, and it's called Wheelchairs for Kids, and they actually look at creating a very sturdy, very simple kind of wheelchair that is lightweight, that is all-terrain, and these wheelchairs, when they're made, they go out of Australia. They're all going to foreign countries, and for kids that perhaps have lost limbs due to landmines or have some kind of disease which has impeded their walking. So, and along with the wheelchairs, they send a cuddle toy and a couple of blankets. So we have a group of ladies here in Lake Grace and surrounds that get together, and it's pretty much run through the CWA, but the CRC has sort of formed a bit of a partnership, and we actually attract funds from different organisations and donations of yarn, and the ladies hop to it and start crocheting and knitting. So, yeah. Yeah, it's a really great feeling when you think that you're, for something fairly small, is making such a huge difference into somebody else's life. So it's getting, because a lot of these kids, they never get off the floor otherwise, so they are living at floor level. Once they're in a chair, they can actually mix with their peers and get out and about and actually have a bit more of a life. So
absolutely. Oh, yeah. My God. That's it. Such a good feeling, for sure. And lastly, you've got an AGM coming up as well.
Yes, our CRC AGM's coming up next Tuesday on the 16th of October. We've got a great committee. It's a good mix of local business people and self-employed, wage earners, etc., retirees. So, good mix of gender, good mix of age, which is really good. So, but we're always, if anyone wants to come along and see what's going on, that's on next Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Awesome. No worries. Well, Suzanne, thanks for the updates on those. I'll chat to you next week.
No worries. Thanks, Draker.